Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smiles.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
You know a sentence that never came out of my mouth? I'm looking into biomechanical engineering. My new pal is standing by on the phone right now as this week's Kid of the Week. So let's get right to Chase. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Good.
How old are you?
7.
You have any ID where you could prove that? Can I see your driver's license? You don't drive right now, probably, right?
No.
Do you have a bike?
Yes.
Are you fast?
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. Does your mom and dad tell you not to go too fast?
Oh no!
Oh no! We lost Chase. What happened?
He got you could tell in his voice in that second one. He's like, "This is beneath me."
He hung up on me.
He's out.
He did that casual hang up, like, "Whoops!"
Right.
He's like, "This is what I got involved in." What's
Whoops!
Out. I'm out. Next interview.
When we're trying to locate Catherine sometime for a pickup and she's not ready to be picked up, she has bad cell service.
She fakes the.
Yep. We wait. What? What did you say? Click, and it's like.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. We're
you probably
on
can't
you.
Make me out.
Yeah, we're on to you, honey. That's a funny.
All right, back to Chase. Here we go. Chase, why'd you hang up on me?
I don't know.
Okay, it just seemed like a good idea at the time. I understand you have a twin?
Yeah.
What's your twin's name?
Palmer.
And you and Palmer are 7 years old, which means you were in second or third grade?
First
grade. Well, I was wrong on both counts, wasn't I? Chase, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, that's a good call.
Oh, that is a good call.
That's a good call. You know what you should do? As soon as this call's over, run and dive over the couch and then do a somersault and roll around on the floor and stuff and then ask what your score was. It's just a thought, Chase. It's just a thought.
In addition, you know, Palmer is a young lady, and then he also has two older sisters.
So what?
Chase is surrounded by women in his house.
Wow. Do you ever get to do what you want to do, or is it just girls telling you what to do?
Sometimes, but mostly, no.
Yeah, mostly, they just tell you what to do. Sure. St. Baldrick's Day is a cool thing. The St. Baldrick's Foundation is a foundation that, collects your hair. And you shave your head, and then your hair is collected, and it's used to make wigs for cancer patients. You shaved your head, or you had your head shaved, I should say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who did it for you?
At W.C. Petty.
Okay, but I was told your grandpa shaved your head. Is that true?
Yes.
Is he a barber?
No.
Chase, he also shaved his head, right?
He also shaved his head.
Yeah,
so he was right next to me.
Yeah, he did it with you at the event.
Yeah. Okay. You, of course, were having a good time with us, I'm sure. You like your look? Because I've been looking at a picture of you. You're a sharp-looking dude. You look like a ninja warrior for sure now.
Hey, Chase, why were you nervous to get your hair cut?
Because it was my first time.
You'd never had your hair cut before?
Well, never my whole hair.
Oh, your whole hair. Never had it shaved all the way down. Yeah, you don't want your whole hair cut at that time. I think you look great, buddy. I really do. Are you married?
No.
Oh, let's give it time.
I was looking at Chase's fundraising page, and he has raised $637
wow.
for St. Baldrick's. Hey, Chase, what about the St. Baldrick's? When you saw kids were going to do this, what made you want to be involved?
Because my grandpa and my teachers did my PE teacher had done it, so I wanted to do it too.
Yeah, and you want to help kids that aren't as fortunate as you, kids that might be sick too, right?
Yes.
You're a good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
Good dude.
And his sisters, I know they have donated. Full disclosure, I played against Chase's mom
what?
In grade school athletics, and then we went to the same high school, and she has an amazing head of hair, and all her children have great hair, and the girls have all donated their ponytails, you know, also for the similar causes.
Hey, you know what, though, Chase? Let's be honest. You made the ultimate sacrifice. You cut off all your hair. This ponytail nonsense. Cut off your ponytail. They can still style their hair with no ponytail. But I like your look, man. High and tight. That's what we call it in the bald guy world. You look good.
Thank you.
What do you do for fun, Chase, when you're not on the phone with me?
Maybe watch TV.
What's your favorite TV show? Take your time.
American Ninja Warriors.
On his fundraising page, he is wearing a real-life ninja shirt, so I think we've got a full-on obsession with American Ninja Warrior.
No question. Hey, buddy, I appreciate you being on. You like pizza?
Yeah.
Why don't you go buy one then?
Okay, Chase, we're going to give you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, and we're going to give you an Apt gift card, so you can maybe get some headphones or something like that for being our kid of the week.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And go to school today and have fun, will you?
Yes.
You know what your job is? Your job is to work hard in school and have fun.
Yeah, okay.
All right, high five.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Thanks for being on.